This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS 104.1 FM, KMOX. Happy, gorgeous Thursday. This is our Friday because the last day game of the season during the weekday is tomorrow, 1:20, 1:15,
at Wrigley
something
Field,
like that.
Yep.
And then they play two more afternoon games.
Yep.
And that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
All done.
Yep.
And they were eliminated last night. We knew they weren't going to.
I wasn't even keeping track.
No, I know. I think... practically speaking, everybody knew that wasn't going to happen, but it was official last night. But, you know, it's three games left in the season before you get officially eliminated.
Yeah, they were technically playing a meaningful game last night.
If this is your version of a crappy season, which it is, right? That's not as crappy as a lot of other teams get when they're in a rebuild.
Yeah. How many games out did they end up being from missing it?
Well, they're going to end up probably like three or four. Well, actually, it depends on the weekend, but yeah, anywhere from like 3 to 5, probably.
How many wins does it take lately to get a wild card? 83, 84?
If you think more mid-80s, you're probably going to be there. Like that's much more likely. Like if you look at the American League, a bunch of teams at 85, 86. The last team in right now in the National League, I think, is 81.
Okay.
And, you know, obviously they could be done at 82, 83. So,
yeah.
Yeah. You got to be, you know, at least low 80. You got to have a winning record most of the time.
Yeah.
You're not going to get in under 500 very often.
So Trish is with us today until 1 o'clock. And
till 1.
2 o'clock.
I wish it was till 1.
She reached for her purse, man. She's ready to go. Like, I'm out.
She just disappears in front of us.
I've been doing that all day. I told Chris Saraceno over at Chris's Pancakes that we're coming to his restaurant to celebrate my... 25th reunion.
To Bertolino's, you mean?
Yeah, which is coming up in a month. And I said, it's August 16th. And he's like, what the hell are you talking about? So
it's probably like, I'm not going to remember that. Could you tell me again?
Yeah, that was a month ago, Dave. So also, kind of exciting, Trish and I are doing a new podcast together. It's called Shut Up, Dave.
Which I love.
And
Shut Up,
Dave. And we did our first episode today. And we both think that we sounded too radio-ish, a little too broadcasty.
I
know
think a little
you didn't.
Stiff.
I think I did.
I think it just is weird. I don't know what the difference is between this and that, but there's a difference. And I can't tell you what it is. Yeah. I don't think we were too radio-y. I think we were too, like, stiff.
Yeah.
Like, conversational-wise.
Well,
It'll iron itself out.
For me, I think it's because when I'm talking to these guys on the DGS... even though they're new people all the time, like, it's a known quantity. People know us. They know me. They know my history. They know my humor. They know some bits are good. Some bits aren't great. But these are brand new people. A lot of them.
Okay. You're talking about, I thought you meant these guys in the room.
I mean, my audience.
Because anyone could hear it.
Yeah.
Well, anyone could hear this too, but it's going to be out there. Yeah. Not just St. Louis people would hear it. So you feel like you have to explain a lot of things.
Yeah.
And, anyway, we
I
did
have the
it.
Wrong page up.
We did it.
Had my podcast page up.
Mm.
Okay, you want to do the pizza party thing?
Yeah.
But do you not remember it?
I kind of do. I don't really remember when you said it to me and what I did.
Here's my memory. I said, and I don't remember what it was apropos of, but something happened and I said, oh, we should have a pizza party. And you said, what do you mean pizza party? And I was like, What do you mean, pizza party? That's the most self-explanatory thing I've ever said. And you're like, no, it could be lots of things. And I said, shut up. Let's talk about this in the show. You don't remember that?
Well, I mean, I guess it was the way you said it, because I know, like, a pizza party, you mean just like, let's get some pizza? Or is it like more organized than that? That's what I guess threw me. Like, were you meaning it like a thing? Like, let's tell people we're having a pizza party?
Do you think I meant let's invite people and have a pizza party?
I don't remember.
Let's get invitations made up and... No, it's just like a throwaway thing. Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. I get what a pizza party is.
Okay.
Well, want to get some pizza? That's a Jerry Seinfeld thing.
I was telling Trish earlier, we're just out there wasting time. And I don't know what made me think of this, but when I was a little kid, like 5 or 6 years old, I would get up on Sunday mornings by myself, turn on the TV, mom, dad are still in bed, and I would watch Rex Humbard, the preacher, just watch him, 5 years old. And then there was a show called Insight, which was produced by the Catholic Church, and they were little dramas with like the stars of the day, like Raymond Burr and, you know, Granny from the Hillbillies. And they're almost like Twilight Zone. They're kind of like paranormal-ish.
So was like in a story of like a sinner who was saved or kind something? Of, like what? Or a romance? Was there any romance involved? Was it like a soap opera?
No, it wasn't the same characters every time. They're just like little short stories. And you'd learn something
that had
about
a point.
Yeah, but they were kind of hard-hitting. And I remember one. I've tried to find it, and I have never been able to find it. My memory is Raymond Burr was dead, and he was in his casket, and his son was there, you know, paying Paving. Respects. And Raymond Burr came to life and sat up and gave him a bunch of life lessons. Uh-huh. And then he got back in the casket, laid down, made a terrible grimace face, and then was dead again.
Yeah.
And I'm by myself, like at 8 in the morning, 5 years
that
old.
That sounds really weird.
It was. I've never been able to find it.
Never seen that show. But your vignette description reminded me, so far left, of Love American Style.
Love American Style.
I never watched the show because I was a little young. I mean, it was on. I was not paying attention because my sisters watched it. Do you remember Love American Style?
No idea what that is.
Those were little vignettes, too. I believe, I know you didn't grow up here, but I'm pretty sure
national.
That was. Yeah.
Was it? Yeah, I don't know it.
Yeah, each show had like three little stories. And again, it was like the stars of the day, and it was very, it was kind of a little bit bawdy. Like my mom and dad wouldn't let me watch it, but I would sneak it. So,
there were shenanigans going on.
There were shenanigans. Yeah,
I know why we got on that subject because I started singing. She wears short shorts, and then we were just talking about like old commercials, and I could totally see Dave loving that commercial.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. I told her the one I really loved was I can bring home the bacon and fry it up in a pan.
Never
let you forget you're a man.
You're a man because I'm a woman. Anjali.
You don't remember that either?
I mean, I remember the commercial. I don't.
She was sexy.
Yeah, I bet. I was little though.
I was a little horn dog. Yeah. I was a weird little kid.
Yeah, but if you were little, that means I was little.
Oh, that's
yeah,
true.
That's true.
I remember it, though. I mean, I remember that spot. I remember the short shorts thing.
I find the two of you being 8 or 9 years younger than me annoying.
It's close, but there's just a little gap, right?
Yeah.
And you
both remind me. You don't mean to.
Right.
I don't think you're being mean, but you'll both be like, well, you're 8 years older than me. And I'm like...
Yeah. I mean, it's 95%. It's the same life. And then there's that little bit of 5% where you're like, I don't remember that.
And two, because I was just remember, you only had so many channels, 2, 4, 5,
yeah,
11.
Yeah.
And the TV actually went to static at night.
Like, yeah, national
there was
anthem.
No
and
more
then...
programming. Yeah, and the national anthem played and the flag was waving in the sky.
Just
and
nothing
then
on.
Nothing.
If I saw that now, I would be terrified. I would be convinced the world's ending.
Yes. You had nothing to watch.
What
overnight.
Time did you get up, Dave, where that's the stuff that was on?
Like 7.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. We just got up and watched like Abbott and Costello.
Yeah, that stuff was not on Sunday mornings. Like
oh, it
Saturday
wasn't our
mornings,
place,
I wasn't looking yeah. for religious
No, Saturday morning was cartoons.
Yeah.
But Saturday morning was like Scooby-Doo. And
on Sundays, that was all there is.
That was my Scooby-Doo. It's not good, I know. That's not good. Ruh-roh. God, stop.
ain't bad.
I don't know what's happening.
That's pretty good.
I watched a lot of Scooby-Doo.
I told Trish the other day, and I had legitimately forgot about this, and somehow Fonzie came up between us.
Oh, yeah.
And I remembered that when I was about 12, because I would have been 12 in 1976, that was just about Happy Day's time, I spent an entire summer. You know how Daniel Day-Lewis is a method actor?
Yeah.
And he won't break character. He was Lincoln for 9 months on the set.
Yeah.
I was Fonzie for an entire summer.
Nice.
Yes.
Just which walk around and be like, hey.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, what do you do other than
Did you hit the jukebox?
I even tried it with my mom and dad.
Yeah?
Like my dad would take a piece of chicken, I'd be like, whoa. And then they'd be like, look, you little friggin' freak. Whatever you do out there in Dorkland, you're not doing it in here.
You aren't doing like the snap your fingers?
Yeah.
So was this at school and everything?
Everywhere.
With friends?
Everywhere.
Did anyone like say, oh, hey?
Yes, everyone eventually.
Dave's like, hey.
I mean, there's not like a lot of range there either. You picked a character as very, you know.
Isn't that fascinating? Like
small.
Somehow, some way. At that time, that was like the coolest character on TV.
Yeah, the heartthrob. Mm-hmm.
And we're like, now I look at him like, that guy?
Yeah. Right.
Like at the time, I bought it. Like as a kid, I'm like, yeah, Fonzie's a badass. Look at that. And you look at it now and you're like.
And the chicks loved him too. Like,
yeah.
He was the dude. He was the heartthrob.
I know. Crazy.
Then it's Henry Winkler?
What? Yeah.
Oh, when I saw him in, what's the one with Michael Keaton? Ron Howard did it.
Not Arrested Development, but it wasn't Michael.
No, King. Feed the mayonnaise. Feed the tuna mayonnaise.
Feed the
Like they worked at a funeral home.
Oh, the movie.
Yeah.
I was thinking a TV show.
Something late night or overnight or
night shift.
Night shift. Yeah. Very good. When I saw that, I was crestfallen because
because
Henry Winkler was the Fonz, and then he was sort of meek and
nerdy. Yeah.
Nerdy. Yeah.
I liked him in Arrested Development. He was blah blah blah.
No, that was Scott Baio.
Oh, was that Scott Baio? He was
Barry Zuckerkorn.
Yes,
the family lawyer.
Blah blah blah, and Barry.
And he was implied to be secretly gay. There was that scene where he pulled up to a prostitute, and he was like, "You're not one of those silly, you know, men that dresses as women." And she says, "Oh no, I'm a woman." And then he says, "Ugh," and drives off.
That was a good show. That was an underrated
show.
Yeah.
Maybe I think it's the funniest show.
I do too.
I think it's the funniest show.
I'm with you.
It's a great show.
I'm telling you, do you watch Shrinking? I know I've said this before. It's funny. It's on Apple TV Plus.
I may start it this week.
I thought it was supposed to be like dark and serious.
Well, there are serious points to it.
I mean,
one of the guy's wife dies, and that's not a secret. It's central, and it starts off in the first episode.
Yeah, it's
like
Harrison
that.
Ford, right?
It's Harrison Ford, who's extremely funny.
He's funny?
Because it's very dry.
Yeah.
And they're not like. Cracking, it's
right.
Very dry humor. The girl in it's great. I don't know her name, but Wendy Malick's in it, and Jason
Siegel,
who wrote it, and he wrote it with one of the guys from Ted Lasso, the guy who wrote Ted Lasso, the English guy.
Hmm.
Anyway, it's really good. I mean, I laugh every episode.
I like that to remember the name Ted Lasso. She did a lasso.
Yeah,
Ted Lasso.
You just made the wrap it up sign, so now I have to wrap it up.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, Not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 123. Kev, I have too many ball gloves. Uh-oh. I have a real ball glove problem.
Yeah?
Yep.
How many?
12.
What?
What?
Is it that many?
What's that?
Is that many?
Yeah.
12?
Huh. And they're all the same, right?
Wait, like, a minute.
You don't have a first base glove and an outfield glove and an infield glove and a catcher's glove.
I have three catcher's mitts, one first baseman's mitt, and then whatever's left, infielder's glove.
Okay, so you have 12. How many have you bought since you started this baseball team, what, 5 months ago?
Six.
I knew it.
And I bought two of the same gloves. I bought a vintage Rawlings Daryl Strawberry red glove, and I liked it. And it was like 80, 90 bucks. And then I saw the same glove for 24. I'm like, well, that it would be silly not to buy that one.
Well, why would you need two?
Well, the second one was better than the first one. So,
how many, Kevin, on average, if you play baseball recreationally, on average, what is a normal amount of gloves?
I've always had four.
I only have three times that.
Yeah. But I have a catcher's glove, I have an outfield glove, I have an infield glove, and I have a lefty.
Four sounds like a lot.
Yeah, it is. It does. It's more than normal.
So, yeah. What do you think? Two?
I think two's normal depending on what you play. Like, you might have a regular gamer, and then when you're breaking in, or a gamer and a backup, or if you play like infield and outfield, one of each.
Well, Dave has 12.
Yeah.
And how many will be used?
Well, Dave likes buying them, right?
So, yeah. Like,
I don't begrudge him buying them.
Dave gets happy.
No.
Yeah, it's fun to buy them.
My question was very pointed. He bought six of them since he started the team.
Yeah.
And my point is, when he goes in on something and he gets, you know, gets under his skin.
Yeah.
You know.
But I have the same thing, so I support him. I have the same,
collected 12 over his, you know, 60 years on Earth.
Yeah, I have an identical brain problem, so I'm like, he should do it, and no one should give him any trouble about it.
It's cute.
Brian says, Dave showed up with 12 gloves and sounds like he played about two or three games. No, I played one inning.
I played exactly one inning.
And then it was man down.
Uh-huh.
And he hurt his leg.
Are you planning on trying to use them all, or are you just I just like having them?
I just like them.
Well, that's fine.
I just like them.
I literally have baseball bats all over my house.
I bought a few gloves that were gloves I had as a kid.
Yeah.
And I remembered them, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to go find that glove.
I can't even think of anything that I have that
could be on the same level as that.
I probably have 10 or 12 bats.
Let me make it even weirder.
Yes.
So the three gloves that I use the shaving cream on, I have them out in my breezeway room, and every day I go out and try them on and see how floppy they are. Every day.
Yeah. They're probably not going to get any floppier.
I know. I'm just OCD, and it makes me happy.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Not that I have to defend it to anyone, especially Trish, but I don't buy other stuff.
Right.
Like, I bought a motorcycle in 2017, and I haven't bought a motorcycle since then. And I buy all
my... And you're not a techie guy either, right? I don't buy any tech. Right.
I don't buy stereos.
Right.
I wear men's used clothes from eBay.
Yeah.
Drums.
I bought a couple drum sets.
Guitars. That's another one.
Guitars.
Haven't bought a guitar in a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
But even, again, to me, that's the same thing.
And I'm giving my guitars away.
Yeah, the gloves and the guitars are the same thing.
I don't have anything like that. Nothing.
You should get one.
Yeah, no. What are you going to start buying?
Get a hobby.
I'm going to get 13 gloves.
Buy a bunch of hairbrushes.
No.
Do it.
No.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Trish Gazelle sitting with us until the top of the hour. Then we have Sue. Thomas is going to come in at 2. We're going to talk to Brad. Ricky Horton. Janelle's coming in at 3. Mike Elam at 4. So, got quite a show. You got some stuff?
Yeah. A friend of mine had a family member pass away, and they were cremated.
Mm-hmm.
And they were telling me this story. They were given the option of watching the cremation. Yes, they asked them, do you want to watch it? And I was like, what? And they were like, what?
How's that possible? They have a glass viewing area?
I guess.
That's insane.
And that's what I said. I'm like, are you sure? And he's like, oh, yeah.
I have heard of this.
Who?
Watch your loved one burn into cinders?
Why would you want that to be your last...
I have absolutely no idea.
I couldn't even believe that was an option.
And I've seen it should be illegal.
I've seen it in Viking movies.
Right.
Right, where they set the boat on fire. Yeah.
I had no idea. And there's no way. I just wouldn't want to see that. Like, have that be my last picture of my loved one in my head.
It's like watching your loved one be embalmed.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
And it kind of creeps me out. Both things creep me out. Cremation and being buried.
Sure.
Like, I don't even know what I want because both things creep me out, but I surely wouldn't want to watch it. No, thank you.
You know, I was thinking about the other day, Andrew, I don't know if I said this to you because Megan works with animals.
Mm-hmm.
And on a TikTok, it was a nurse, I guess, I don't know what to call them, vet tech, who said, I put down 18 dogs today. Can you imagine?
No, that'd be so tough.
Oh, my God. Talk about...
Yeah.
First of all, someone needs to do it. So I have nothing but respect for people who can do it, you know, like the lady who helped us with Augie. But oh, my God. Imagine taking that home.
She came home the other day and was like, yeah, we had about 12 today.
Man. And I'm assuming some family members are in there for some of them.
Yeah,
I think for
generally.
Most of them.
Oh, so generally people are. Yeah.
Not only the emotion of putting the dog down, but then just having the family members' emotions seep into yours. That would be tough.
According to her, the really hard ones are not when they know it's happening. It's when they don't. It's when they bring in a cat or a dog.
Oh,
like,
when they think they're just
my
sick
dog's
or
acting.
Something.
My dog's acting a little funny. Thought I should come to the vet, then they leave without a dog.
They're not prepared.
Yeah, those are the really, really bad ones.
So do you think I am normal in... I thought every little kid wanted braces, wanted glasses, wanted a cast on their arm. Was that just me? Like, I wanted all three.
Well, it's attention.
Well,
right?
I mean...
Like, what you want is attention. You want the thing that gives you attention. I get it.
I thought every little kid wanted that. Like, wanted to have a cast because it looked cool to have everybody sign it.
Because you know what it takes to get a cast, right?
Well, I do now, but my key brain at that
break
age...
something.
I just thought all the little kids wanted that.
I was jealous of kids with casts. I didn't want one because I knew I had to break something. But all the attention they got was pretty sweet.
So it basically just boils down to attention I guess.
You want attention.
I was starved.
Yeah, I got attention different ways. But I got braces really early and had them for a really long time. So braces to me are like, ugh.
Mm. I got some good news yesterday on mine. It's been almost 2.5 years. It's like 2 years and 4 months. You only have like 2 or 3 weeks left.
Oh.
I know. I'm so excited.
I'm going to take her out for a steak.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
I want a big steak. I want handfuls of popcorn. I want to chew ice, chew gum, anything sticky.
You're a caramel popcorn girl?
Yeah, but I really just want...
Just one popcorn.
Yeah, and not the microwave kind. First of all, I always wanted Jiffy, and I still to this day have never had it because I thought those bags looked so cool. But we
over
never got that. Yeah, but I do love just popping popcorn, in a pot with some oil on the stove.
That's how we always do.
It's so good.
Yeah,
and you melt some butter.
At one point, we had a popcorn maker.
Yep.
in the 70s.
Yep. It had, we had like that same thing, hot
big,
air one.
A big yellow top on it.
And it would just shoot it all out of there. And did it have a little tray on the top?
Yes, it did.
Where you put the butter in there and the heat would melt the butter while the popcorn's being made.
Is that the best popcorn?
No.
No, it was good. Cool. But no.
Have you ever had the Jiffy?
Never.
Yeah, we've done it. The one, in the tin foil thing.
Yes, I always wanted that thing so bad.
It's not. It's
Why don't
no different.
I get one now?
Yeah, you should. They have them.
Get on your way home.
Yeah,
you could. I get three or four of them. Over like I should get one of those. I'm going to get one of those. Well, not today because I can't eat it. But like my everyday bread is rye bread because I love rye bread. But I would have never gotten that at home, and it just secretly still gives me a little pleasure even at 52
like
that I'm like I'm buying things that we would have never had at home.
What a bad girl.
I know.
You're a rye bread.
Rebel.
Rebel.
You and Fonzie.
You know
rebels.
What I need, not need, but what I never had and would like is the snow cone, the Snoopy snow cone maker.
Yeah, that's a lot. I gotta tell you something.
I wanted
way overrated.
Yeah.
Lot of work for not much bang for the buck.
Probably didn't work.
Oh, it just took forever to get enough to have like actual little snow cone. You're sitting there going, so this is not good.
Didn't you buy a snow cone little maker for here? What happened to that?
Now, the real ones.
A lot of work.
Is it?
Yeah.
A lot of syrups and this kind of.
Yeah, pretty messy.
Yeah. That sounds cool, though, like having the real deal.
It's pretty good, though.
Like the gas station ones where it's just always turning.
I liked having that snow cone maker.
I have no idea where it went.
And another question. So we agree Michael Jackson's bigger than Madonna.
Yes.
Right?
Sure.
So Taylor Swift's Michael Jackson?
Okay.
Sure. Okay.
Then who's Madonna? Or do we just not have one because there's too many people?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like there's just so many. And
why?
If you asked a lot of young people, they'd give you different answers.
Why are there so many?
It's easier than ever, I think, to, you
become
know.
Become a star.
Spread the music out. It's easier than ever to access the music, and it's easier than ever to get lots of pop stars. And why would you just want two if you can make 50 famous and popular and rich and get the money off of their streams?
Well, and genres have spread out too, right?
Yeah.
Like you go back to that time with Michael Jackson and Madonna. A lot of the top, when you looked at the top 40, it wasn't like dominated yet by hip hop and things like that. Where it
country.
Now that's all in country. Yep. So back then they existed, but they were their own little world. And now they're just so much bigger.
Yeah.
And they have so many more stars within each one of those. And not that they didn't exist before, but it's much more mainstream and national now than it would have been 30 years ago.
Well, it was harder to get into the business, I think, back then. You probably only had a couple ways.
Now you just put your own stuff out.
American Idol, you have The Voice, you have social media, you have YouTube. So do you think...
TikTok.
Is she as big as Michael Jackson, do you think? Are they comparable?
Probably. Yeah, I think
I would say...
Comparable you think bigger? Or bigger?
Yeah.
I don't know bigger, but I'd say definitely the same.
Yeah, and I don't even know anyone who's even close to her.
And TikTok, I think, is like the number one music platform now.
Oh, yeah.
Because like, if you get your song
you
just post it yourself.
Number one
and
thing
algorithms
you want.
Put you where people are going
to
see it.
Yeah, the number one thing you want now, apparently, is to have virality with your TikTok song. You want a popular song on
have
TikTok.
Have a good little video that's going to get people's attention.
And people then everybody doing, replicates
people
it.
People doing dances just, to your stupid video or whatever.
I found at least three or four bands just from being on TikTok.
It's part of why so many songs are like a minute and a half or 2 minutes long now. They don't need to be longer because you're just trying to make them popular on TikTok.
That's great. I notice that too when I'm, you know, on KZK. Like if you play 80 songs, they're at least 4 minutes, sometimes five.
Mm-hmm.
Anything after like, even some of the 90 songs, anything after 2000, they're 3 minutes, 3 minutes and 30 seconds, not long songs. And even now, shorter.
People don't have the attention span with the internet. And with TikTok, just like Dave's always saying, everything's just, even if you're enjoying what you're watching, you're like, yeah, but I just gotta keep scrolling.
Can you do your Justice for Dogs idea you had?
Why do dogs, like they love dog treats so much. Why don't we make dog food taste like dog treats? Or would that just be like having ice cream every day? Like for like the equivalent?
It's just, I think it's just psychological for us.
But I mean, if it tastes that good and they love it, I think that's what they should be eating. And why do they only drink water? Like, why don't they have beverages? Well, I mean, how would you like to drink water every day, all day, and nothing else? You don't, no coffee, no milk, no soda.
I think we have to. We
I
have
think
to
we
like
need to give them more options.
You think we need to give them more options? I mean, I think they. I mean, they can't eat treats all day because they need to get nutrients.
Yeah, but why can't you?
It's like eating cookies all
we
day.
We know how to make their food taste good. Clearly, because they love dog treats. Why don't you just make their dog food taste like the dog?
Well,
treat?
When we do that for humans, what's the result? When we make the good food super tasty,
calories?
yeah.
And
so basically, we're forcing our dogs to be on a diet.
By the same logic, out of curiosity, why don't we just make like ice cream flavored broccoli? We just bring broccoli. Make the carrots taste like a chocolate
bar.
We
made grapes taste like cotton candy.
So, for example, use carrots as an example. If you don't like carrots, you can cover them in honey. You can cover them in a honey butter, and they're going to taste a lot better, but that makes it worse for you.
Mm.
I like the way you said,
well, I still
honey.
Think they should have a range of beverages.
I like the beverage thing.
To choose from.
So what like would you like?
Doggy there is, soda.
There is.
Doggy
milk. That stuff does exist.
Well,
you can get like.
I've never seen anyone
there's
buy
doggy
it.
Ice cream.
There's doggy wine you can get.
What?
And doggy,
I think they deserve that.
I don't need my dogs drunk, man.
I bought some wine for my cat. It's like catnip infused wine.
Oh, God.
She hated it. Wouldn't drink it.
There are gummies for dogs.
Yeah?
Pot gummies for dogs, yeah. THC gummies.
When they're stressed out, yeah.
Yep. For their anxiety.
I mean, they get some dogs, they'll give them various medications when they have anxiety issues. Yeah.
Anyway, that's what I think
about. I like
about.
It.
I think it's because it's kind of.
I gotta give me some of those various medications.
Doggy soda. Yeah. Somebody do it. Patent pending. No. Somebody's going to take
that's
my
all it
idea.
Takes. That's all it takes.
Here, look. I think it. Here, I'll search soda.
Somebody
for
get with me.
Dogs.
And let's do this.
The Lazy Dog Cookie Company, the Pup Pop Love Potion.
They
also have a grape flavored one.
See,
no, wait.
All dogs need to have it. Can I say your
vanilla cake flavored
snack creation?
Sure.
That I think you should do. You need to call Red Hot Riblets.
Okay.
Which is a St. Louis thing. Red Hot Riblets and. I just say Bluebell because isn't that St. Louis too, that ice cream?
Not sure.
If you take Red Hot Riblets and put some ice cream on it, he told me to do this. Dave did. It is so good. You could eat it like chips and dip. So the spicy chip with chocolate or sweet ice cream, you need to get with them and do this. And then I get like a cup because I'm putting it together.
Yeah,
I got it all planned out.
Okay, with Tamara.
The chips and dip. Oh, yes. That's good too.
Yeah.
Forgot about Tamara. Shout out to Tamara. Red Hot Riblets dipped in ice cream, or you just smear it on with a spoon. It's so good.
One of the Cryptid ice creams has Red Hot Riblets in it.
Crap.
Well, that's in it. It's much better when they're fresh as chips, like in dip.
Maybe best, is that the best thing I've ever told you?
It's close to it. I mean, one of your inventions.
I can live with that.
I think it's genius.
You want a ball glove?
No, thanks.
I got three with
no,
shaving cream
you.
On them. Want to play catch?
I'd like a non-shaving cream glove, please.
Do you think you could play catch? Like, were you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I played softball. Listen, I played softball, basketball, track, field hockey, soccer. I was running the show at St. Mark and Mary Alico.
A lot of fun to picture Trish shooting a basketball. Very funny to picture Trish shooting a...
I swear I played everything and I was decent, if not good.
Absolutely nailing a three from the corner. Like, that is fun to imagine.
I know it's hard to believe, but it happened. That's so awkward. Forget about me.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back, DGS 150. Pretty day out there. Going to get hot again over the weekend. Not hot, but like, yeah, 84, 85. You have something to promote, Trish?
Yeah, on Saturday, it's called the Ultimate St. Louis Breakfast, and it's happening at the Cedars, which is the hall at St. Raymond's. But you get to meet and mingle and eat, more importantly, from the St. Louis chefs, like Father Dominic, who's the bread monk of PBS, and Leah Holter, who won America's Next Great Baker, and then Matt Sorrell, he wrote a new book called Matt's St. Louis Food Story. Anyway, a bunch of St. Louis chefs will be there, and again, it's breakfast, and you can meet them, and it is this Saturday. All the info's on my Facebook page, which is public, so Trish Gazelle, I forgot my name, G-A-Z-A-L-L, no E. You can find the link on there, but it's going to be pretty cool this Saturday.
Cool.
Thank
Very
you.
Cool. Kev, today's National Daughter's Day.
It is.
Yep.
Huh.
I took a picture of it on my show sheet and sent it to Phoebe with a couple of hearts.
I didn't even know it was a thing. I've never heard of Daughters or Sons Day. What day is Sons Day?
Do you have a son?
No.
It's also National Lobster Day. If you'd rather celebrate that.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a little easier.
Lobster?
Yeah, it's a little lobster.
Usually when I have lobster, I don't like it.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's just all in the preparation.
Overrated?
Yeah, it's a little too fishy and a little too rubbery, usually.
Yeah, if it's done poorly, it can be chewy.
I love crab legs.
Yeah.
I do too. Crab legs?
I do too.
No?
Yeah, it's like my favorite thing in the world.
We should go somewhere and get crab legs.
Don't you pretty much have to go to like a casino?
No.
I get.
To a buffet?
No, a lot of like bars.
Is that seafood place still open at Union Station?
Landry's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They might have it.
Yeah, no one has eaten at Landry's more than me, because we would eat lunch there. Remember that, Andrew? Like, every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Overpriced. I like them. I used to get this chicken and mushrooms thing that was like $12. I get it for lunch every day. Loved it. And I was going to DoorDash it last night. It's $30.
I don't know what isn't over. I don't know how people go
I know.
Out to eat. Like, my mom and I would go for lunch or something, and we could get out for $25. Just 2 years ago?
Yeah.
We don't get out for at least 40, maybe 50.
Went to
crazy.
A Chinese place. I don't know why. Why am I sheepish about saying who it is? It's their prices. They put the prices on it. Mm-hmm. But it's an old established place that Nick and I have loved forever. And the entrees were 24. Like, 24 for General Tso's is a little steep, but okay. Crab Rangoon, six of them were 15. and the soup was $15.
Jeez.
And
$15
You guys know
soup?
Me. I don't get sticker shock. I spend my money pretty freely. But I was like, damn.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But then you run into other places where it hasn't changed very much.
Mm. I haven't seen many of them or been to many. Maybe I'm going to the wrong places.
I mean, we're at Chris's today. That doesn't look any different to me than it did 2 years ago. The menu.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's good stuff.
You know, there are places by me that are like that. There are a couple places, a burger place. It's totally reasonable. Like, great burger and fries, and it's $10, maybe 12.
You guys were digging the Chris's today.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it was really good. I've been there, they added stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They added the biscuit menu.
Ooh. Fried chicken biscuits now.
And see, I fall into the get the same thing every time at a place, which I really shouldn't do that. But anytime I try to veer off course, I end up hating it. Good story.
It had a,
you know, sometimes now, I order stuff and I don't like it.
Do you hate it because the thing is not that good, or do you hate it because it's not what you normally get and you're regretting it?
The thing isn't that good.
Oh, I got you.
Even more interesting.
Yeah, you somehow found a way to make it less interesting.
The story has layers, people. Keep going.
Is it bad because it's undercooked?
Is it bad because it's sticky?
Is it too salty?
No, the grocery store. I don't know how a family of four goes to the grocery store or goes out to eat. And then, you know, it's not going back down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you seen, have you bought sodas lately?
Oh, it's $10.99 for a 12-pack.
For a 12-pack of cans, yeah. It was not, I saw it at a store today.
what else would it be?
Well, no, because I get the 6-packs of the bottles. Those are like, they're now not on sale. They're now almost $10 for a 6-pack. What's happening that's making
that? Well, I mean,
what's happening, though? Because most of that stuff's probably got to come in from somewhere else and be made into something, and tariffs hit it.
But literally 2 years ago, you could get a 12-pack of soda of cans, and it would be
12-pack of
kegs. It would be $3.99 to, let's say, $4.99
to
get a 12-pack.
Yep.
And $10.99 now at, like, Walgreens or something.
Why don't we have pitchforks? Why aren't we bitching
I don't
more?
Know. Do we just, like, we're just taking it and dealing with it, and I don't hear a lot of people saying much about it.
No, but it's cost. Those types of things are having impacts. Like yesterday, we talked about attendance being way down at Disney. That's part of the reason.
Yeah.
You know, when you're spending an extra 10, 15, 20% a week on groceries, you probably have less to spend on a trip in the spring or summer.
And Disney's not cheap either.
No, it's super expensive.
Have a good nap, Trish.
Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.